It's Thursday. The time is 21 minutes past 11. And if you are new to CCFM in season, this time is where we get poured into by our prophet, the man of God, Zion Matthews, who is already on standby. And again, I need to apologize if the stream is not looking as it would usually look. We are going live right now. So if you won't be around to listen, be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Good morning, Prophet Zion. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, and it's good to see you again this morning.
Yes, it's good to see you. I was even apologizing to the listeners that, hey, you know what? When you are given someone's house and you're told you need to take care of my things for a bit, so if you don't find the picture that you usually find of Prophet Zion, forgive me, but we are here for the word. Tell us about today's titled God Help. It feels like I've been overlooked. I know I've said that. I know our listeners have said that. Tell us more. How did we get here?
Absolutely. You know, every single one of us in our lives, at certain parts of our lives, we hit a roadblock. We hit a place in our lives where things don't make sense and we feel overlooked by God. And you got to be able to understand that when you are going through that season, you got to be able to discern that season.
Sure.
Go ahead and share this broadcast, every one of you that are watching. Somebody needs to hear this right now, because today, we're gonna, as we delve into this, it's going to open up a plethora of understanding into the mind of God and how God's going to move you from being overlooked to being overbooked.
Amen. Amen. I'm already feeling it. Tell someone to tell somebody. Let this link be shared. Let someone be encouraged. Let's jump straight into it. Why does it sometimes feel like you are standing in a room full of people, yet no one truly sees you? And how do you hold on to your identity when recognition never comes?
That's a powerful question, because, you know, the Bible speaks about a woman by the name of Leah, and she was married to Jacob. She was married to him, but she was unloved by him.
Sure.
While Rachel captured Jacob's heart and his attention. You know, Leah was tolerated, but not celebrated. How many of us go through that situation? We are tolerated, but we are not celebrated. She kept hoping that, you know, she kept hoping that she would be able to give him sons and gain his affection, but it never happened. And there are many things that we are waiting for in our lives, that we are praying for, but it just never happens. Still, God saw her pain. There's a scripture that says that God saw that Jacob hated Leah and he opened up her womb. You might be feeling rejected right now, but, you know, we got to be able to look for breakthroughs in the most unlikely places. You know, there are moments in our lives when we are surrounded by people, yet we feel completely and utterly unseen by those who we are longing to get that attention from. There might be a mother or a wife that's on this broadcast right now. You're married to someone, and he might not even acknowledge your existence. You sleep in the same bed, live in the same house, but he just acts as if you are not there. This word is for you right now. God often hides you in plain sight. Not to punish you, but to protect you. He's building your identity on his affirmation and not from the applause of man. Leah birthed tribe after tribe. Listen, but she did not receive the love that she desired. And when man makes you feel overlooked, when man makes you feel that you are not worth it, you're not sufficient, you're not great enough. Listen, God always finds those that are rejected and does the impossible for them. Her breakthrough came. Leah's breakthrough came when she stopped birthing. Listen to me. When she stopped birthing for man's approval. And she gave birth to Judah, which means praise. When she gave birth to Judah, she stopped longing for Jacob's love. She realized that she can give birth to praise in the midst of her pain. Everything can change.
Glory.
Check this out. You were forgotten. You weren't forgotten. You were framed for the moment when God says, I am going to reveal you. And many of you might find yourself in that place right now. Listen, it's not God denying you. It's God delaying you for your moment where he's going to call your name.
Sure. You are not forgotten, child of God. You are not forgotten. Jumping straight to the next one. And what happens in your spirit when you've waited, prayed, served, and someone else walks into what you've been believing for almost effortlessly?
Check this out. Rachel had Jacob's love, but Leah had Jacob's children.
Come on.
While Rachel struggled with barrenness, she watched her sister give birth repeatedly. She grew envious and frustrated, even saying to Jacob, "Give me children or I'll die. Mm-hmm. And many of us have been there, you know, and people want you, "How are you doing?" "Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored." Mm-hmm. Actually, today I'm feeling like hell. Today I'm feeling overlooked. Today I'm feeling forgotten. Today I feel like the heavens are closed over me. Listen, it's painful when you go through these things, but God has a set time for you. Rachel had favor, but she had no fruit. Leah had pain, but she produced legacy.
Sure.
God's ways are not our ways. And sometimes envy might creep in. And listen, every single one of us are human beings. We go through these things when we experience all of these real emotions. And sometimes in the plastic Christianity that we are living, the version of plastic Christianity that we live, you know, "Oh no, I'm not jealous of anyone." But deep down in your heart, deep down, that, you know, the Bible says that deferred hope makes the heart grow weary. And many of you might be weary right now. And you're going through all of these floods of emotion. And God is not judging you, because he realizes that we are just dust. Yeah. And we got to be able to understand, when it looks like others are winning the battle, just remember that what God has written for you cannot be stolen, it cannot be delayed, it will never be.
Hey, come on. It cannot be stolen, it cannot be delayed. Give me the last time again, Prophet. This is too good.
It will not be denied.
Hey, it will not be denied. Listen, if you've just tuned in, we are with our prophet, Zion Matthews, on Insight with Zion Matthews. We are live on our Facebook page. God is doing a thing in someone's life right now. Share the link with someone and be blessed. Can being constantly overlooked, prophet, by people become a breeding ground for deep inner rejection? And how can that emotional pain be healed?
Leah ached for love. She was in a famine of love.
Sure.
She was in a famine for love.
Sure.
Many of us are in that famine. We want to be acknowledged. We want to be, to feel that love and that appreciation. And each son that Leah bore carried the cry of rejection.
Sure.
And how is it that in those seasons of our lives where you got the great job and you got everything going for you, but there's a cry, "God, I need to be healed in this area of my life." And constantly being passed over, whether in your family or your ministry or relationships, can cause deep wounds of rejection that many carry silently. Mm. And someone that carries a spirit of rejection, listen, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
It is not your fault. But we tend to attract people that will reject us.
Mm.
Listen, I come out of a broken home. I was rejected by my father. And every relationship I got into, somebody rejected me. Eesh. Until I realized it was not them. Mm. I was carrying the spirit of rejection. And you do not attract what you want. You attract what you are. Let me say that again.
Yay, please.
You do not attract what you want.
Sure.
You attract what you are. Those of you that are watching right now, go ahead and share this broadcast. It is so vital that we get this revelation today.
Mm.
Leah kept hoping her performance would earn her a place. How many of us are striving? We want to do the best. We want to be the best. Get a new car, get a new house, and hoping that we will feel accepted. But listen, acceptance is an inside job. Acceptance is an inside job. Nobody will accept you until you accept yourself. Her healing did not come through Jacob. It came through a revelation of God's love for her. My God. It came through a revelation. It did not come from the man that she wanted it to come from, but it came from her revelation that God loved her. Your healing doesn't begin when others love you better. It begins when you praise God from a place of knowing that you are already loved. and you are already accepted.
Hey.
Check this out. God doesn't heal you by changing who sees you. He heals you by reminding you who you are, even when nobody else is clapping for you.
Glory. Come on. Come on. Please repeat that. Please repeat that.
God doesn't heal you by changing who sees you. He heals you by reminding you who you are, even when nobody else is clapping.
Listen here, we are not here for the applause. We are here to be reminded who we are in Christ. I'm telling you, share this broadcast. Bless someone. Keep it for you, because the storms come, prophet. The mountains come, and we need to remind ourselves we are not going to be applauded by the crowd, because we know who we are. This is so good. Why does it feel like some doors remain locked? No matter how gifted and anointed already you are, and could that be a sign that God is reserving you for a set time?
I love that question. Check this out. David was anointed in front of his brothers, but after the oil flowed, he had to go back into the field.
Sure.
Saul was still king. David was ready in private, but the public door had not opened yet. His time was not denied. He was a man in waiting. And many of you, go ahead, share this broadcast. Many of you might be a man or a woman in waiting, but it does not mean that the promise does not remain.
Hey.
Being gifted, check this out, being gifted doesn't mean that you are due.
Hey, prophet, being gifted doesn't mean that you are due, child of God. Sure.
David had the oil, but he did not yet have the throne.
Sure.
The gap between where God provides and prepares you. The gap between where God provides the oil, but he still needs to prepare you for the throne. Closed doors might feel like rejection, but in the kingdom, it's not rejection, it's protection.
Come on, come on, come on.
A closed door is not rejection, it's protection. And we've got to be able to understand that the wilderness shaped David's worship, refined his character, and prepared him for battles that David did not know that was coming. Sure. It's in hidden places. Oh, I love this. It is in hidden places that kings are made.
Come on.
When the world says, wait, heaven says, not yet.
Yeah.
It means that there's still more that is being birthed in you. When it's not your time, don't force it. But when it is your time, no one can
stop it.
Heaven doesn't need, check this out. Heaven does not need a committee to agree before it opens your door.
Come on, heaven does not need a committee to agree before it opens the door. Prophet, thank you so much. You are helping someone today. You know, when you said, when things don't happen, it's not a matter of denial. It's God protecting us. We are in such an age where we thank God for blessings. Let us thank him for the closed doors that protected us from things that we know nothing about. Rhyming straight into it, because this is so good. I don't want to miss anything. Is it possible that the rejection of man is actually divine preservation, that being passed over was God's way of hiding you from premature exposure?
Absolutely. When Prophet Samuel came to Jesse's house to anoint the next king, David wasn't even invited. His own father didn't even see him as being qualified. But God told Samuel, man looks on the outside, but God looks at the heart. David was anointed in the presence of those that overlooked him. Go ahead and share this broadcast.
Come on.
In the presence of those brothers that overlooked him. Sometimes God allows you to be left out of a room. Oh, you got to get this. God allows you to be left out of a room because the room is not ready for what you carry.
Hey, hey, come on. We are not left out.
Rejection by man can become a shield used by God. Not every stage is safe.
Come on.
Not every opportunity is right.
Come on.
David wasn't called, but he was chosen.
Mm.
And when heaven calls your name, it does not matter who tried to exclude you. God will keep you hidden until the moment you can handle the oil, the crown, and the warfare that comes with your calling. Mm. Sometimes God hides you, not because you're not ready, but because the world is not ready for what you are carrying.
Hey, sometimes we're not overlooked, Prophet. We are hidden. We are not overlooked. We are hidden. Glory to God. Yeah, this is so beautiful. In wrapping up, this is my final question. Child of God, I know this. You wish just like me, this could go on and on and on. This is Insights with Zion Matthew. My last question is, how can someone discern when their season is shifting, when the delay is breaking and God's timing is finally colliding with their destiny?
Check this. David served Saul. He played his harp, he killed Goliath, and survived caves. But one day, suddenly, the elders of Israel came and crowned him king.
Hey.
His set time finally came. His private battles prepared him for a public throne. When God begins to shift your season, you feel divine discomfort. That's number one. You will feel divine discomfort. What used to fit you no longer fits you. Favor will begin to locate you unexpectedly. Your name will be mentioned in rooms that you did not even enter. Number three, God will create divine collisions, unexpected doors, sudden instructions, or unusual boldness to step out. The wilderness ends not because you escaped it, but because you outgrew it. And heaven says, it's now your time. Check this out. There comes a moment when all of heaven leans forward and says, now. That moment comes and everything changes for you in just one moment. One God-ordained moment can change the destiny of your life. My God,
that is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Prophet. I wished personally this could go on, but because of time, we will park it right there. And it is available on our streaming platforms if you would like to just sit under this word again. We are not taken out of our wildernesses. We outgrow our wildernesses. And there's so much more weapons that Prophet Zion has equipped us with in this segment. Thank you so much, man of God. May God continue to use you. Thank you for your obedience. And may you be replenished as you continue to do the work of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for this opportunity. And to every one of you that are watching this coming Sunday at Awake the Nations, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town, I'm speaking on a topic, meet me in the river.
Come on.
If you've been in a dry, barren place, meet us at the river this coming Sunday, Awake the Nations. Like always, it's been a phenomenal opportunity. CCFM, thank you for the slot.
Thank you
for being a blessing to our nation. May the grace and the peace of the Lord be with you always, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you so much.